Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm your last one.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm coming in from Malaysia.
Oh, nice. Thank you for being here.
No, thank
last
you.
Last but not least.
All right.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I am Umar Paganampake Pagan. The Mummy, the first movie in Universal's Monster Reboot Dark Universe, opens in cinemas nationwide this week. It's directed by Alex Kurtzman and stars Tom Cruise, Sophia Boutella, Annabelle Wallace, and Russell Crowe. Now, I was recently in Taipei for the Asian premiere of The Mummy and managed to catch up with Tom Cruise on the red carpet at Miramar Cinemas. In every great Tom Cruise movie, there are two moments, right? The moments when you're doing something absolutely insane and the moments when you're not. Talk to me about why it's so important for you to do those things by yourself.
I want to thrill an audience. It really, since I was a kid, I've wanted to make movies, and I've worked very hard at studying film and learning film, and it just makes a difference for an audience that it thrills them. There's things that an audience can feel that's real and that isn't. And that's why I do it. I just want to entertain people. I love making movies, and I want to push that format as hard as I can. I grew up also watching, you know, Buster Keaton, Harold Lloyd, Charlie Chaplin. You see, when I watch those sequences, even today, you know, when I show friends or family, they're looking at it. They're just, they go, they see how different it is because how clever that they were and that they were doing it. And that's what I want to do with an audience. And for me, I give an audience everything that I am.
Tom, given how much and how involved you are in every one of your films, I've always been curious whether you've been keen to get behind the camera. Are you going to direct at some point?
You know, people have asked me to do that, and
what's holding you back?
And you know what? It's because I'm an actor. I'm an actor, and you know, I'm there to help in any capacity. You know, when I'm making a film, I'm, you know, because I've made so many films, I'm obviously there to help. I'm there to learn. I'm there to teach, and I work with everyone, you know, and if they need me to do certain things, I'll step in and help people out. But I love acting in movies. You know, I've always wanted to make more movies every year. Of course, I'm a cinephile and I'm a historian of movies. And when you look at some of the films, you know, these guys are able to make 3-4 movies a year. And I've always dreamed of having that opportunity. And you look at, I make a wide range of films.
You do.
And very different kind of structure and style. So I always wish that I could make more. And if I go and just direct, that's 2 years. You know, that's 2 years. And I, you know, maybe one day I'll do it. And I'm asked to do stuff like that. But even, you know, I produce movies only when I absolutely have to. Do you know what I mean? Where you know, I produce the Mission movies.
Jack Reacher?
Yeah, produce the Jack Reachers. But even then, I'm just there to help in any capacity.
So tell me this. I have this game I play with friends.
Yeah, good.
And I asked them to name me a Tom Cruise movie that isn't entertaining. And they can't, right? And I'm curious about your process.
Thank you for telling me. That's really lovely.
You know, film's subjective. So you may like it, you may dislike
it.
But
I know.
You're still entertained.
Yeah, and we all love different kinds of movies.
Correct.
You know?
So what's the secret in deciding what to do? Because there are very few people left in Hollywood that can open a $150 million movie.
Yeah.
You're one of those people.
Well, thank you. You know, it's a privilege. I just find what's interesting to me, you know, and I'm an audience, you know, first and foremost, and I'm just looking at, sometimes I like to take, sometimes I'll create a character and then I'll look for a film to put it into. Sometimes I'll come up with a whole idea, like Edge of Tomorrow, I had a whole idea for a movie.
Which is fantastic, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a challenging film to make structurally. And then I kind of had this whole idea for film, and then I actually put that idea into that film and restructured the whole movie. And I'm interested in the people that I work with. I like taking films like The Mummy and kind of going, okay, people think it's going to be one thing, and I'm going to take this and, you know, the challenge of creating a whole universe and going, okay, let's see what we can do, how we can push the adventure. How can we push the character comedy in this, you know? And there's certain laughs that we get in the film that are character comedy, and that's my favorite. Like, you know that an audience is being entertained when you're getting those character laughs and you know, the kind of scares that we have. And really, that's what I look for. And I'll, you know, I spend a lot of time with the directors and the writer and even the studio before I commit to making a film to see, you know, what do they expect from it, and, you know, and how excited are they about this?
Yes.
And to be part of it, to be part of a new universe, you know, with the Dark Universe, there is no comic books. There's no really no set paradigm for it yet. So to be involved in something that the studio really wants to do and to be part of that vision, it's very exciting. Really, like, they're a great studio, Universal. I mean, they're really very smart, and, you know, they're going, okay, this is what we want. Like, can we do it? And that's, I like that also.
Well, all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
The Ray-Bans for getting into shape for Top Gun 2.
Yeah, that's right, man. We're starting it. We're starting
it. I'm so excited.
So am I.
Can I trouble you for a photo?
Not at all. Please.
Perfect. Top Gun 2. That is going to be...
I can't tell you how many times I've seen that film.
It took us a while to figure out the structure of that.
Yeah.
We're still...
And I think a great tribute to Tony Scott.
Yeah, which is lovely, man.
That was the man himself, Tom Cruise. The Mummy is, of course, in cinemas right now. So check it out and let us know what you think. Also, don't forget to check out my conversations with Annabelle Wallace, Sophia Botella, and Alex Kurtzman. You can find those on bfm.my/movies or on our BFM 89.9 app. This is At The Movies, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.